Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, but we intend to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. What is the role of husbands? In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, here's what we read in verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. To those that believe the Bible to be the Word of God, we recognize that the husband and wife relationship was established by God, and that the role of each was assigned by God. The Genesis account of the creation and the fall of man has to be studied and accepted if we're to understand the roles of the husband and the wife. Certainly that the man was created first and the woman was deceived in sin are presented as arguments for the woman's role in subjection to man. That we read in 1 Timothy chapter 2, where beginning with verse 11, it says, "Let a woman learn in silence with all submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into the transgression." Also, when we go to Genesis chapter 3, we see that God decreed man's role to be the ruler. In Genesis 3, notice what we read in verse 16. He said to the woman, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." So the role of husband and wife, as we see that it is the role of the husband as the head of the wife, is an occasion for much misunderstanding, sometimes some very fierce animosity, and outright rejection of God's design for the home. But certainly, the main problem with most homes is the man. First of all, God has assigned the man the role of the head of the wife that we read just a moment ago in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. If the family is to be as God intended, the husband must recognize his place, get in it, and be satisfied with it. God has made man responsible for the leadership of the family. And friends, there is no place in God's plan for husbands who allow themselves to be henpecked. Any man who is too weak or too timid to do his duty ought not to get married. The man's role as the head and the ruler of his family is not the product of some backward and outdated society. Friends, we're talking about God's arrangement. You see, without leadership, there will be chaos. That's true for the home, it's true for society, it's true for the workforce. Everything, there has to be leadership, and the home, the family, is no exception. Since God has assigned the husband the role of the head of the family, he can't neglect nor decline his responsibility without sin. You see, God's arrangement is an assignment of duty. It's not just a grant of power. This relationship that we're talking about, the husband and wife, is not one in which the weaker vessel is to be abused or the stronger vessel to be reproached by the faithful discharge of his duty. The wife is not the husband's slave, but his helper. And the husband is not the wife's oppressor, but he is her protector. He is her provider. The husband is not to rule his house as an autocrat, a tyrant. He's to rule his house by leading, by guiding, and by giving direction to the family. You see, the man is not to rule with an iron hand, but he's to rule with love, care, and concern. You know, the Lord is, after all, the husband's model. Let's go back to Ephesians 5 and pick up with verse 23 and begin reading. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. So again, let me say, the man is not to rule with an iron hand. He is to rule with love and care and concern. And what we see in these verses is that the Lord is the model that husbands need to pattern themselves after. The husband's rule of the wife, we see in these verses, is illustrated by the rule of Christ over the church. And the rule of Christ over the church proceeds from his bosom of love. He rules in the best interest of the church. He rules for our good. So one that rules like Christ, he's going to seek the happiness. He's going to seek the well-being of his wife. Another thing, we find in 1 Peter chapter 3, these words in verse 7. Husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. The husband is to honor his wife. The husband is to know, as what we've read in this verse. The husband is to know, and the husband is to honor his wife. That word knowledge that we read here in 1 Peter 7, husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding. That might refer to the understanding that one is to have of the will of God concerning the attitude toward their wives and that resulting in the treatment. Whatever our attitude is toward our wives is going to determine our treatment. So let our understanding, let our knowledge be such that our attitude toward her is what it ought to be, and the result of the treatment will be in harmony. You see, it will help us immensely. Also, as Peter points out, to know our wives, to know their needs, to know the things that they have enjoyed, the things they dislike, to have that understanding of them. And then the other word that Peter used here in 1 Peter 3 and verse 7 is to dwell with them with understanding, and he says, giving honor to the wife. You see, honor is primarily the idea of valuing. The word is translated in another place in 1 Peter 1 and verse 19 as the word precious. So the husband's treatment of the wife is to reflect the fact that she is to him a precious companion. So the husband is to give honor to the wife by knowing and by meeting her needs. And those needs are physical needs. Those needs are spiritual in nature. Those needs that she has are in emotional needs and social. So in all those four areas, physical, spiritual, emotional, and social, the husband gives honor to the wife by knowing and meeting those needs. But going back again to Ephesians 5, we notice in verse 25, we read, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." Now when we drop on down to verse 28, notice what we read. "So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his blood. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Husbands are to love their wives. So, yes, husbands are to rule their house, husbands are to honor their wives, and husbands are to love their wives. God commands the husband to love his wife. What does love mean? God requires the husband to have a preference for, to wish well to regard the welfare of his wife. This is the definition that we read from Henry Thayer. So it's therefore much more than just mere emotion. The wife should have no problem with the husband's rule over her when his rule is circumscribed by the love of her which God commands. So the husband who loves his wife, notice and remember the things that we read here in Ephesians 5. The husband who loves his wife nourishes her. That we read in verse 29. And that means to promote her health and her strength. Also in verse 29, the husband that loves his wife will cherish her. And the word cherish primarily means to soften, to keep warm, as birds cover their young with their feathers. So the love of the husband, as we see in these verses, when it's modeled after the love that Christ has for the church, the husband's love will be unselfish, it will be sacrificial, and another thing, his love will be unending. Yes, we read in Ephesians 5 in verse 28, "He that loveth his own wife loveth himself." The man that wishes to promote his own happiness must see to the happiness of his wife. Truly, let us understand, and I hope that we believe the Bible to be the Word of God. And we need, if that's the case, to recognize that the husband and wife relationship was established by God and that the role of each was assigned by God. Our time is up. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcement.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.